We are live.
Yes.
So welcome to yet another installment of Lunch with Fruit Loop and Maya, otherwise known as Janita and Frank, which, of course, we are the only ones present today in the lunchtime slot because it's evening in Korea and it's very early morning in Brazil. Maybe we need to name this. So what was I going to say? Rosie, do you remember a few weeks ago we were talking about me coming to your house dressed in a suit, going to take you out for dinner and a bottle of wine in my hand?
Yes, I remember.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, guess what happened yesterday?
Really?
Did you not see me?
Yes, I saw you.
You saw me. Okay. Pinocchio knows. No. Yesterday, I was in a supermarket just north of Strasbourg. It's not a supermarket. They're called hypermarkets. It's like enormous. Okay. And I saw a bottle of Brazilian wine in France. So I bought it. And there's a video of me tasting it, opening the bottle and tasting it. So I have now drunk Brazilian wine. I am happy. I am happy. Yeah.
Yes.
But it's different.
It even has a toucan on the bottle.
It does, yeah. Yeah, God, you know everything. I cannot keep any secrets from Fruit Loop here, yeah? Okay. Speaking of secrets, before I hand everything over to you, we have something else to announce, Janita, our potato peeling idea Tuesday.
Yes, so we are going to...
Try
to... create podcasts that we want to send out to everyone outside of the meetings to see if we can attract some more people to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so we are going to post it on Spotify and maybe a few other platforms where we can reach some more people. But there's so much exciting things to also share.
So just to wrap that thought up. So Janita and I have sort of this meeting every Tuesday morning, where it's called our potato peeling meeting.
Yes, where we discuss our potato list.
Where we discuss our potato list, and then I had this fantastic idea that why don't we change that into a podcast to talk about breeder, what we think, how we think, if I think, you know, you need to think all the time. Anyway, so that's sort of something in the pipeline. I think the only person who hasn't been hit by the haiku craze is Rosie.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that? Or shall we keep that a state secret?
No, it's not necessary to keep it secret.
Okay.
Okay. So we started the new space on the breeder website. So Natalie has written a few things. I saw Clea's this morning, where we write short poems, Rosie.
Called haikus.
Yes, Rosie, we are writing short poems that is called haikus. So it's a Japanese-style poem. It only has three lines. And the only rule is that the first line, we use five syllables.
Mm-hmm.
And the second line, we use seven syllables. And the third line, we use five syllables again.
And we do this in English.
We do this in English, yes.
And it's good fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, my God.
Yep, there it is, the first one.
Should we count them? Should we count them today?
Rosie's oh my God list.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Have a look in Breedertown, the Japanese tea house, beautifully designed by yours truly on the other side of my screen. It's really, really good fun. So we're playing with that and we're doing some ideas with that as well. Yeah, so
Yes.
really good.
So we want to share a word every day, and then you have to use that word to create your haiku.
Yes.
That's a lot of fun too. So if
Yes.
you need some inspiration, you can use the word. You can change the form of the word by adding ing or ed or s, or but try to use that word in particular in your poem.
There you go.
But it's a lot of fun.
So I think it's a little too early for Rosie in São Paulo.
Maybe, maybe. I
Maybe, yeah.
think if I have to send a text to Sara as well. So if I send the text, I will copy it to you, and then you can
Yeah,
send it
I'll
to
pass it
Rosie
to the
as
screen.
well.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
But Claire, you had good fun doing the haiku an hour ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. Very creative activity.
Yes. And even you, Natalie, you got your haiku up and running and posted. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. It was not easy because I would like to put some longer sentence. You know, I have idea, but with long or a big poem, but it's very short, and you have to choose words, not sentence, and place it. Yes, it's a good
Yeah.
exercise.
Well, thank you for reminding me. I'm a little tired today, so I'm not really in form. Thank you for reminding me, Natalie, because somebody, I can't remember who, decided to change the meeting's topic on the 29th of May.
Okay.
Because we had some topic which I cannot think of. Somebody who shall not be named decided that it would be better if Bohumila hosts that meeting and talks to us about writing haikus and so on, because it is all her fault. Yeah.
Yes, she's the
Yes.
main cause.
Yes. For once in my life, I am not the problem. Yeah. Janita never is the problem. Yeah, so it is actually Bohumila's fault that we are all going crazy about haikus. Yeah, so
Okay, nice.
blame her. So anyway, on the 29th of May, we'll be doing everything about haikus and poetry and tra-la-la.
Yes.
I have no idea what we're doing next week, but
The topic, I know the topic for the 29th was supposed to be embrace the unknown.
correct. Well, that actually
And then,
kind of fits, doesn't it? Because we are
yes, we are
we're
embracing
embracing the unknown.
the
Yeah, how to write Japanese poetry, very
unknown.
unknown.
Yes, and then next week you have me. I can't remember either.
It's going to be
Let's check.
okay.
I will
Then
have it in a minute.
you will have him at 21:22. Yeah. Yeah. It was Claire's choice. She should remember this. Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll be fine. We can find it. Okay, Janita. Sorry, for taking away so much of your precious time.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
I think there's a few other things that we can share as well. The one being a new time slot with a crème brûlée meeting.
Yes.
But it might be a little bit too late for some of you to join. But if you can't make the lunch meeting, maybe move into that slot. But that's for some of the other people who can't join us all the time.
Yes. So
Yes.
when are we eating crème brûlées?
This will be on a Wednesday, and the time that we said was, in my time, it's between 8 and 9 p.m. in the evenings.
Ditto for us here in Europe during the summertime, which makes it 8 plus 7 is 15. So something like 3 o'clock in the morning for you, Natalie and Claire. If
It's too early.
you are suffering from a sleepless night, then on it happens to be on a Wednesday, then Janita and I will welcome you to our crème brûlée meeting.
Yes.
8 o'clock in the morning hour, no, in the evening, 8 plus 7. So it could actually be just about midnight in São Paulo. That would be okay for you, wouldn't it, Rosie? Midnight to join us at midnight your time? No. No, it's too late. All right. No. No, it's about about 3 o'clock in the afternoon your time. That's no problem. You speak to your boss and say, "Come on, come on. I have to meet Frank and Junita. That's much more important than speaking with you." Or you could actually go. You could actually go to an English class, and then Janita and I would have like this huge audience of 30 students all wanting to improve their English, and we could do that.
Shame.
Oh
No.
my.
No.
It,
Okay.
it's too early and too late and okay, but
Now
we
I'm working on another time slot as well.
okay,
This
okay.
is this on the Monday, but for some reason, young lady in South Africa, you have moved your bug sheet out of the coffee tin.
No, I didn't.
Well, I can't find it, so it's walked off in
Okay.
disgust.
Oh, wow. Maybe it was too tired. It had to take a rest.
Okay,
I
fair.
will include it again.
Right. Okay. Right. We have 45 minutes to talk about our first job.
Okay.
If you can
Yes.
think that far back, it's all yours.
Okay. The topic for the 22nd of May is leaving home, the start of independence.
Ah. Oh,
Yes.
that's a good one as well.
Yes, that's a good one.
That was the best day of my life up to that point. Right.
Okay. So let's start with today's topic. We are going to talk about your first job or my first job. This can be exciting for some and scary for others, but it can also be very funny. So with our first jobs, we learn a lot of important life lessons. And this is how to manage your time, how to work with people. Also, maybe how to wake up early in the morning. And I actually had this discussion with somebody else a few days ago where they said that when you go to university, you study for something in particular, but they don't teach you how to do the physical things, like how to manage your time or how to work with others. You do some group projects or something like that, but in the work environment, it is completely different. The same as the textbook in comparison to the physical work, that is also different sometimes. So our first job actually teaches us more than we think. Okay, so we are going to discuss a couple of serious questions about my first job, but then we are also going to do the Fruit Loopy questions.
A disclaimer from me, I actually had no hand in these questions. They were sort of thrown at me 24 hours ago, ceremoniously dumped on my desktop, say, "This is what we're doing." Take it or leave it. So
Nice ended on Monday already, Monday or Tuesday.
I can't remember. Anyway, it was
Think it
so I
was Tuesday.
was it
Was
Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay, so I
Yes.
took it. I took it.
Yes.
Automatic rubber stamp. Yeah.
I don't think you had any time to change it.
You're so charming as ever.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm also working on next week's questions as well. So I will send that when it's ready. Not Tuesday, next week, though.
That will be at 11:29 on Thursday morning, yeah.
No. I will send it maybe by the end of today or tomorrow. Today I have a lot of time. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to fetch my son from school because he's at home. So I have a lot of time.
Oh God.
Okay.
Why should I be worried, Janita, if it's your breeder day and you have a lot of time?
I might be sharing some ideas or some things I think about or new pictures.
Okay. Right, come on, let's talk about our first stop.
Okay.
This is going to be fun.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So we are going to take turns to talk about our first job. And I did include some questions as a guideline if you don't know what to share. So tell me, what was your first job? How did you get this job? What did you like or hate about it? Did anything funny or strange happen at work? What was your boss like? What was your salary? Was it big or small, if you can remember? And did you spend it or save it? And then there's also, did you ever make a mistake at work and what happened? And would you do that job again?
You like
Okay.
to start. Would you like to start?
Would I like to start? Okay. Okay. So
What?
my
No.
first, yes.
Natalie, would you like to read the questions to Janita? Would you like to interview her?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah. So, Yanita, what was your first job?
My first job was actually working in a liquor store where we sold wine and beer.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. To add to that, I was only 16. I was working at a cashier or as a cashier. I was only 16 years old, and I actually worked there for 3 years.
Was that legal?
Technically, no. But so the man I worked for was actually a family friend of my parents. So if there was any questions, we would just say that I'm his daughter. So we pretended that I'm his daughter and I was just helping out on the
And
weekends.
where, in which country was it? Which
It's
city?
in South Africa. It's in my
Okay.
town. Yes.
That's
So the legal age, sorry, Natalie, the legal age to actually work in a liquor store is from 18 years old, 18 or 19. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why we pretended that I was his daughter. If authorities came or someone asked questions, I was his daughter.
Did anyone actually ever come and check?
No, never. We even had some policemen coming in who did their shopping for the weekend. They didn't ask any questions.
They probably had kids that were doing the same thing as well, somewhere
Probably.
else.
Probably.
Okay. All
Yes.
right. Next question, Natalie. Are you shocked by this confession?
No, I am not shocked, but I have a question. You were 16 and you were authorized to be in a store where
So,
where you sell alcohol at 16.
yes,
Yeah.
yes, yes. I was a cashier, so with the at the, I worked at the till point.
Okay.
So everyone went shopping, they came to me to pay before they left.
So you didn't advise them on the alcohol, and
No.
you did, they didn't go to you, said, do you recommend this Pinotage from the Western Cape?
No,
Well, so
no.
that, and you say, well, I drank it last night and I don't recommend it. It's too,
No. So actually the legal age to drink alcohol in South Africa is not 16, it's 18. 18, so you have to be 18 years old to actually drink alcohol, and also work in a liquor store. But I don't know, it didn't bother me. It was actually a lot of fun, especially talking to the people who came in, and nothing bad ever happened except for some wine exploding. But it was good fun. So I didn't want to, so I wanted to do something to get a little bit of money, a little bit of extra spending money every week, or every month. And there was other options as well, like maybe working at the supermarket. But the hours in the supermarket was so long, and you have to stand the whole time, and they obviously deal with customer complaints and things as well. But I just wanted to do something fun. And because it was a family friend of my parents who owned the liquor store, I spoke to him and I said, listen, can't I help you out on weekends or busy days or public holidays or something just to earn a little bit of extra money? And he was okay with that because at some point he could go play golf because I and the other lady was there to basically run the store. So it worked out for him and for me.
So how much did you actually earn? I
Oh,
mean,
wow.
so can I mean it's not going to really have any relevance because we don't know how much, you know, what you could do with it, but do you remember how much you
Oh,
earned?
yes. So I worked on a Friday afternoon after school, from 3 o'clock in the afternoons until we closed at 7. So that was about 4 hours. And then on Saturdays, I worked from 9 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Yes. And I got 350 rand per weekend. So if I convert that to dollars, it's about $20 per weekend.
For somebody in her late teens at the age of 16, what could you do with the $20, 350 rand?
I could go to the movies. I even had my own cell phone contract. Sometimes I used it for lunch money, but not always. I bought clothes and shoes.
Wow.
So at that time, it was a lot of money.
350 rand. So what, 7,400 rand per month?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Not bad.
Not bad. Okay. Well, thank you for your confession. I was curious about this because, of course, I knew in advance that you had worked in a liquor store, but I
Yes.
couldn't put this into any context. So that's why I sort of let you have
Yes.
the first go. I just wanted to satisfy my own curiosity
Your
on this.
own curiosity.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then I also worked on school holidays, but for the school holidays, we had the agreement I only come in the mornings. So the store opened at 8 o'clock, so I would be there at 8 o'clock, and then I only worked until 1 o'clock in the afternoons. And then the afternoons, school holidays, I could still do whatever I wanted to do. So he was very lenient, and it was convenient for both of us.
Does the liquor store still actually exist, or has it closed?
We do have a few.
No,
Actually,
but
this time there's a lot.
the one that you
Oh,
worked in.
yes, it still exists. So when I finished high school, I was still working there for some time. And then I started studying graphic design. And during that time, I got an internship to work as a junior graphic designer. So I actually resigned from the liquor store then to work as an intern graphic designer.
Oh, wow.
Yes, but I was sad to leave because I like the place and I like the people I worked with, and even my boss, he was very, very nice, and he taught me a lot of valuable things like management skills, how to place orders, make sure the stock is on the correct level, cashing up, making sure the money is correct to go to the bank. And so it wasn't just being a cashier. Later on, he started trusting me more and more, where he would give me the keys only when I was older, like 18 and 19. He would give me the store keys so I could open up in the mornings if he wanted to play golf with his friends.
Wow.
Yes. And then also
Wow.
when he went away on holiday, or he loves fishing, but deep sea fishing. So he would go away for weeks on end to go deep sea fishing, and then his wife would be around, but she would also come in, open in the mornings, then leave, and the rest is up to me and the other lady who worked there. So receiving orders, placing orders, making sure there's enough stock, especially on weekends. And it's not just the alcohol, but also cool drink orders. Cool drink orders. There was also some snacks and things we sold as well. So it was a lot of fun.
Would you go back?
If he's
Ah, okay. So he sold on the business.
yes, he sold it, yes.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, right. That was confession number one. Okay, shall we pick a victim?
Let's do Natalie. Tell us about your first job.
Well, my first job was at 18 when I leave the high school after my baccalaureate. I enter after one semester in History University, I enter in the army. I would like when I was in the last year of high school, I would like to do something in the forest, technician in the forest. But it was very expensive, like studies. So my parents didn't have money. So I decided to do the same thing that my father, because it was very familiar for me. He was military too, and I grew in the military environment with a lot of military activities, and so it was like natural to enter in the army. So I go at the oversight of the France, and I begin 1 year in the military school. And after that, I joined my first battalion, and it was my first job. I was in the signal corps. Telecommunication, and I have my truck, and with my station on the truck, very big box, metallic box, containers, like containers. And the first station I have was an antenna, so I have
Lime.
to implant, to grow an antenna
The antennas, okay.
Antennas on the ear, but not so high because we have to be camouflaged.
Camouflaged, camouflaged, yeah.
I have to take the junction with the other truck and other station in order to create a network. And after that, we have to encrypt the voice, the network. We have crypto.
So yeah. Everything was
Yes.
scripted, and you had to encrypt. That's not the
Encrypt.
correct word. Encrypt, yeah,
That's right.
the messages, yeah.
And after I was a telegraph, so I have to create message, to encrypt message, and to send it, etc. And we have to install also equipment, telecommunication equipment in the command post. And to do also the protection around the truck, the station, the command post, etc.
So,
So that's why, yeah.
when you were speaking about messages,
Yeah.
now I don't want to put you into any difficult position. So, if I'm breaching any security, then please say so. But who were you listening to?
Where?
Yeah, you were listening to other people's messages. So
It was
If Ivan says to Vladimir, "Would you like a cup of vodka?" Did you hear this, or
no. It was not serious. No. I'm not foreigner. It was only a French system. So I only receive and send message for the French
ah?
command.
So it was Marcel going to Henri. Would you like a pastis? Yeah.
No, not really. It was
Was it like communication with the ground teams, or like the teams that go out, like part of the soldiers, with the soldiers, communication with soldiers?
yes, it was only between soldiers. Yes, it was reports. Sorry. It was
Report.
reports from the French, for example, who are in ex-Yugoslavia and want to send report to Paris, the capital, the High Command. And we were the intermediate.
Okay. You were the interface between
Interface,
you
yeah.
were the interface between the people in the field or
Yeah.
in the theater, so that would have been
Yeah.
ex-Yugoslavia, and headquarters somewhere in Paris, yeah, and you were the interface between these two extremes. Okay. Interesting. You learn a lot there, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. It was easy for me because it was the former system, you know, between informatic and it was a lot
It was a lot easier, yeah.
a lot of plug, you know. It was
The old switchboards, yes.
Was your life in danger at any time? Were you in
Oh.
danger or something that you had to be scared of or afraid of?
Oh, yes, in ex-Yugoslavia, for example, we received a bomb, not a bomb, but a missile.
Shells, you were under shell fire.
So we was one time afraid because it was really near and we have to run very fast to the protection.
To take cover, you had to run to take cover, yeah, to
But
protect yourselves, yeah.
no, n not really afraid for my part, no. You
Okay.
are never alone. You are always with a group or with some other military, so you don't feel in danger. There is solution, there is
Plans in place to protect you.
Plans, yeah, we
Plans,
have
like ideas or
procedures to protect you.
And would you do it again?
Oh yes. It was very funny and easy, and I was very happy to be in uniform and to do that job with that correspond me totally. No regrets. It
Okay.
was not easy because it was in the 80 no
80s,
nine 90s
in the
nineties
1990s, yeah.
the 19th, and there was not a lot of women, so we were only two or three women in 100 in the middle of 100 men in a battalion, in a company, for example. And there was not separate restroom, for example. We must take the shower together. So there were very not easy every time, but we have to adapt and
All right.
right. Okay. Then I'm going to give Rosie a turn. Tell us about your first job.
My first job, I was 17 years old, and I worked in a nursery school, and I worked as a teacher's assistant.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes, it was present experience because I enjoyed helping the teacher, and it was really, really nice because I was to look after the children, play with them and feed them. And these children were between 3 and 5 years, and they were so cute. And this school was very, very close to my home. I spent, I think, 3 minutes to get there walking. It was really, really nice. I like this experience. It was nice.
Is that where your love for teaching started?
Yeah, and it's funny because when I was 17 years old, I didn't think, oh, I will be a teacher. No. Oh, I don't remember this because this experience was before the university. Yeah. And I remember that I always loved English since when I was a child. And I went to, I studied, I don't know in English, letras, when you study.
Literacy, literacy.
But because I was 17 and I went to university to study Portuguese, English, because I love it. And after this job, I worked in a travel agency in tourism. And when we work in tourism, depends of the company, you must speak in English. So when I go to university, I go to thinking in English language, you know. Oh, I want to speak English like American or Britannic people.
Excuse me, Rosie. The Americans do not speak English.
But for example, about the question, if I do again, would
Yes,
you
would
do?
you do it again?
Because oh my God, now I am remember my actions, my daily actions with the children, and I do again certainly because today my job is really, really not tired, but really, really serious and a responsibility. Oh, okay, and I just help cute children, and muito bonitinho, because they go to school because their parents need to work, right?
Yes.
And then we stay with these children, I think f 6 hours. Yeah, I think 6 hours, and we played for them. They had the coffee and lunch time, and we need to help them. And in some, in some, and we, they did, they draw, not easy job, but soft job,
Relaxing? Oh,
relaxing job. Yeah,
yes, yeah.
because the children it's so cute. Totally different from nowadays, but not the children cute, but totally different from my job today. Yes.
Well,
Muito legal.
there you go, Janita. If your son misbehaves, you can threaten to send him to to Rosie in São Paulo, right?
Yeah. Muito legal. And it was my first experience working. And then, oh, I will be a teacher. But I like my profession. But this experience with children, and I've never worked with children at school, at the public school, because the majority time, because I've worked as a teacher for 25 years, and always with teenagers and adults, never with pequeninos, little children.
Pequeninis,
Yes.
with the
They
small
were,
children.
yeah, they were so cute, and I can imagine because I have granddaughter niece, yes,
Your niece or
yeah, she's daughter, she's my niece's daughter.
Okay, so oh, your niece's daughter.
Yeah, I have a niece, right?
And
And she,
she has a daughter, yeah.
yes. So I put him in the dictionary and granddaughter niece. Granddaughter niece. I don't know if it's correct.
I don't think we have that in English.
We have it in Afrikaans, but I think in English it's still a niece. So even if it's your niece's daughter, it's
it's
still
still
your
a
niece.
niece.
In Afrikaans, we would say like a small niece. So that means extended niece.
Yeah, this is one is
Like an
less now 2 weeks ago, she turned on 4 years, and now she's going to school, and she's so cute. And when I sometimes she speaks some things, oh my God, you are an adult. And I can I sometimes I'm imagining, I was thinking about these teachers, because these teachers stay with, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15. Because geez, I was extant.
Assistant,
Assistant, assistant.
Yeah. Yeah, because can you imagine you take care 15 children with is 3 or 4 years? I think it's hard, because this you need an access.
Very nice. That is something very interesting. And since you mentioned there's 50 toddlers in a class, when my son was in preschool or kindergarten, he was or they only had 12 kids in the class. He went to a very small kindergarten. But now he's in a in his new school, in the new class, they are about 30 kids in class.
30. Yeah.
Yes.
If 50
Yes.
kids.
Yeah, Rosie mentioned 50, but my son, they have 30, 30 in a
30,
class.
30. Okay.
Okay.
And one teacher and a teaching assistant, or is there one person?
Actually, just a teacher. They
Just a
don't
teacher.
have an assistant. Yes. Yes,
Okay.
it's just the teacher.
Okay. So he's
With
an.
30 students, 30 children. Yes,
Yes.
30.
Yes. But when he was in kindergarten, they had a teacher and an assistant, but the assistant would move between the classes because the classes were so small. There are only 12 or eight kids in a class. So the assistant would move around to help in the different classes because it was so small. But it was too small for him. He was bored. He didn't want to go to school because he said he didn't have friends, but there were a couple of boys' names that he mentioned, but it was too small for him. So we decided to put him into a bigger school, and now he's very, very happy. He loves
Oh,
it.
how old is he? Sorry, you saw.
He's six.
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 Oh, so
Yes.
cute.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, let's give Clea a chance. Tell us about your first job.
So I did a few internships these last few years, but there is one that really marked me, I think, and I think I will keep a lot from this experience. So I was it's a few months ago. It was in
February.
February 2020. Five. So yeah, how do I start this? So I was looking for an internship because I'm on a gap year, so I don't want it to. I mean, it's never a waste, but I don't want it to waste my time.
Yes.
So I, by chance, I found one. So it's someone we knew, like from afar, but we knew this woman. She's American, and she founded her own coaching company for international organization, international like companies in Korea or abroad, like even in the US, in Spain. Like it's really broad, and she has a lot of connections and good connections. So it was very interesting, like all from the marketing like strategies, because she used to work in New York for like Vogue, or I don't really remember like which brand, but very big brand. So it was very interesting. And so with Frank know like the whole story. It's a very big story because it lasted 4 weeks, so it was a month. It was unpaid because she has some trouble, like not trouble, but she was not working, I think, illegally, because her visa was at the time not permitting her to work, I think. Basically, I was working every day from 1 until 6 p.m. And it was because she lives very close to my apartment. So sometime last minute, she would say, "Well, I prefer you working from home. I will send you this, this, and this, and you can do the mood board or for the new website or blah, blah, blah." And yeah, so it was very broad, and I really think I helped her at the end of the day. I mean, at first, I was really learning everything from, I mean, sc scratch. It was very hard, using Excel and all these things. Like, I'm really, really bad at this. So yeah. But how do I say this? Yeah,
Sorry,
with
but
Frank, we decided to talk about one day. It was the last day of my internship, and it was the big one and the most important, and I think it's the one I will remember for a long time. So she had some retreats. So she would go to, she's still doing the job. So like she is going to like talk in, I mean, not really talk. Like it's a bit like a therapist, like a coaching, like a life coach. It's really broad, but she is managing, not managing,
She
but
was facilitating or hosting a retreat.
facilitating, yeah, like the staff. But also like when sometimes, you know, there is some issue with this communication with the staff, communication issues with the staff and the executives. It's like she would, you know, have calls with them and discuss the situation. And then the final like thing is a retreat. So like it's in person, and it's like a few hours or 2 days of retreat. And so she said, "Well, because it's your last, I think it was my last day, yeah. It's your last day. Maybe you can come tomorrow. There is a big retreat." She was very, very stressed. So she didn't get to really explain like where, when, what was the company. And so it was very last minute for me. So I was very anxious. I was very, very anxious. And so I took the taxi the next day because it was not in Seoul. It was in a city very close to Seoul. So that's, yeah, that was very, very stressful. But anyways, I handled it, and I arrived at the I don't know, the building. So it was very big. It's like the World Trade Center. Like it's Incheon. So Incheon is like a very vertical city, I think. It's like big buildings everywhere, like skyscraper.
Lots of high-rise buildings,
Yeah, so yeah, very it's very, how do
Futuristic,
you, yeah, futuristic, yeah. And so I arrived, and then I see like lots of flags from everywhere in the world. So I was like, "Oh, what is this? Like, is it a big organization? Like, I don't know, the EU or..." And then I arrived, and at the end, it was the United Nations in Korea. So that was very big for me because I'm really interested in working, or anyways, like in the United Nations. And so that was a big thing, and I entered, and I remember, so I was guided to the conference room, and the conference room was like a real conference room, like, you know, the politics, like with the mics and the big chairs and stuff. So I was really impressed. But So as I said, I mean, my dad is working in this field, not really like a politics, but in this field. So I already a bit understood that it's not because it's like big organizations that the people working in these organizations are always serious, always very, like very strict,
Business-like.
business-like, yeah. But still, I was a bit scared. So I entered the room and I remember everyone was looking at me like, "Who is she?" And then so I had to introduce myself, say that I'm an intern. And so basically, I stayed in at the back for like 6 hours, I think. And they were like, so they had some problems with their boss, the big boss. And so they were, I think they had a lot to say to her. So the whole time it was just them criticizing the boss, and the boss was here, like just close to, she was sitting next to me. And so it was very violent, but I think they really needed to get that out of their
System out of their system.
system, yeah. So yeah, that's it. And just to say that, yeah, once again, they were very kind, and people were like, they were very sometimes unserious. Like, for example, when someone was, so I think they were 30, the staff. It was like for climate, it was the climate team, I think, or climate, like UN for climate. And so they were talking about very serious things like sub regions,
Subcon.
like everyone has the sub regions. And so they were talking about Africa and the fact that she was calling Africans this way. And she, so the woman talking about, I mean, she was angry at the boss because she was herself African, but she would like talk about African this way, blah, blah, blah. So it was very violent and very, I was trying to write a lot because Molly, so my boss, was like, right, like keywords, right. But it was not planned this way. Either for Molly, she was a bit confused. But yeah. As I said, they were like going back and forth, like going to the toilet, going to take a coffee, and it was going like, it was at the same time, like they were, how do we say that, like still debating, and so I think they were relaxed, even though like the situation was a bit, well, like
A little bit
a bit
tense,
serious,
a little bit tense, yeah.
a little bit tensed, yeah, but still, like they were chill, and some of them even went up to me and asked me questions, and they were like, "Hey, if you want to eat," because I ate lunch with them. So, hey, if you want to eat, we can eat together. And I was very surprised. So, yeah, very a good team, I think. That's
Quite,
the
quite,
word to
quite.
say.
Sorry, I need to.
What did you learn from this experience? What did you take away from this experience?
What did I really take away? I think to, as I said, to not have like preconceived ideas about people working in this type of field, like that I see as very serious, because they
Yes.
are really not. Like they were even talking about, like with their boss in the same room, they were talking about, "Hey, so do you want to celebrate my birthday on Saturday, like next Saturday?" And they were like, very relaxed. And so I think, yes, to that's whatever, like the type of work I would do in the future, I will always find, I think, people who are the same as me or like not as serious as others. For example, the boss, I mean, the boss, she was not talking to anyone. She was very, yeah, she was, you can see that she was the boss, like,
And maybe upset
scary.
because everything she had to listen to.
Yeah, but at the same time, she also had things to say. So it
Yes.
was really like a debate, like, but yeah, I would have cried at her. I was like, wow, how is she like
Yes.
not crying?
But at the end of the day, they're all just people. So they also have
Yeah.
their social lives and let's celebrate my birthday. But on the other side, they can be serious as well and focus
Yeah.
on what they have to say.
Yeah, and even so in the UN it's like a big thing, it's a big building. So at
Yes.
the first floor you have like a kindergarten for the staff. So because it was very late, I think at 7 p.m. we were still there. And so like one of the staff like grabbed her daughter, so she went into the conference like room. So you know, it's like really relaxed, and it just showed me this. Like, it's not like high school, you know, you have to like
Yes.
ask to like go to the toilet, like to take, I don't know, no, they were like buying coffees like in the middle of the they would not even like ask, because yeah, you're adults and you can be free.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Frank, what do you want to add? What do you want to ask?
Well, I know the story, but what I found remarkable and very important for Claire's experience, and you just highlighted on it as well, that these people are perceived as being very powerful, authoritative people
Yes.
who carry a lot of weight when they make decisions, and these decisions have a lot of impact. As a few of you know, before I did what I do now, I worked in the hotel management for 13 years, and you sort of get to meet these type of people as well in various functions. And at the end of the day, what I think the biggest takeaway that Claire could take from this one day was that they respected her. Yes, she was the
Yeah.
intern. She was
Yes.
the intern. And these people were not arrogant. They just took the situation. There is a young intern there who is going to be or work in this kind of environment. Okay, until then you didn't know where you were going to go, which university. But the sheer fact that these people who carry a lot of authority, a lot of decision-making power, still find the time to respect the up-and-coming generation and show them a little bit their world and say, okay, good luck, have fun, enjoy your career, because at the end of the day, we are all pretty much the same. And that was when Claire and I discussed this back in February. That was the biggest takeaway, I think, that you could get from this. Everything else,
Yes.
there were a lot of issues in the internship. They don't have to be discussed here. That one particular day, I think, sort of, it's one of these days that you take with you and will always remember, that if you have a bad day 20 years from now, you'll think, well, hang on, there was this one day in Seoul with the United Nations, and hey, that was pretty cool. So what am I worried about? Yeah. So
Yes.
yeah. So well done, Claire, for experiencing that. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have some time to listen to Frank's first job?
Well, I can do that in 2 minutes.
I have questions.
I'm sure you do. So my first job goes back to 1977, 78. I was living in Sydney at the time, and I worked for Kentucky Fried Chicken. Other restaurant brands are available, I have to say this. And I was a chicken cook.
Oh.
Now that sounds really
Do
glamorous.
you have the recipe? Do you have the recipe so we can
No,
make
no,
our
no, no, no,
own?
no. Unfortunately, so
Oh.
we know this is this was still is a state secret. I am permitted to tell you, even though this is going back a couple of years. So what we did, I took the chickens came. There were two chickens in a bag. They were all chopped up. So you had the thighs and the wings and the legs and the drumsticks and whatever else. And you took them out of the freezer. You put them in the cold water to defrost, and then you would bread them in the secret recipe that KFC had, and it was seven herbs and spices, but not even the store managers, I think, knew what these seven herbs and spices were. It was just this big vat of flour. We threw in the chickens pieces. We breaded and coated the chicken pieces, and then we stuck them in a deep fat fryer for God knows how many minutes, pressure cooked and deep fried. And then they were put onto a tray and put into a storing unit, a heated storing unit, and then they were taken out and sold. And this is what I did for quite a long time, every Saturday afternoon from about 5 o'clock until 10 o'clock or something. And Janita, you earned more than I did when you were collecting money in the liquor store. So I was
What did you
pet.
earn?
I earned, I think, $2.50 an hour. So
Wow.
two Australian dollars 50 an hour. So $10. So I took home $40 a month, which, as a school kid, it was nice to have. And so that was my very first job, working for Kentucky Fried Chicken. The downside of that job was that when I got home at probably about 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night, so I took the bus, and I had a look at this earlier this week. So I lived in one part of Sydney called Neutral Bay, and I had to drive 40 minutes by bus to another part of Sydney called Manly. And I always had to take I think the 10 o'clock bus or something like that, or just after 10 o'clock. And I was fretting because the store was closed at 10 o'clock. And I sort of had to be out of the store and in the on the bus within about 2 minutes, or else I'd have a serious problem. And of course, I reeked, I stank of chicken
KFC.
fat. So I basically had the bus to myself for 40 minutes driving through the northern suburbs of Sydney. And I got home. We had an apartment. I got home and I basically stripped in front of the front door, walked in, the clothes went into the bathroom, and my shoes, my sneakers or my trainers at the time, they went into a bucket of soapy water because they were just coated in gunk and fat and everything. And they stood on the balcony overnight. And then the next morning, my Sunday morning ritual was to take these shoes out, put a peg on my nose, and take these shoes out and then clean them. And then the whole ritual started again on the Saturday following. So, yes.
Would you do it again?
In a word, no.
Just one word, no.
But it did actually lay the paving stone for my future career. I then worked for an Italian restaurant in North Sydney, because Kentucky Fried Chicken didn't give me a full-time holiday job. So I left and did I chefed for an Italian restaurant, zero experience. And it did lay the foundation for a long stint in hospitality and hotel management. But the fallout in that industry is very high, and at some point I just left because it was getting ridiculous.
Yes.
But
Okay.
that
That's very
was
interesting. I wanted the recipe though.
I'm sorry, it is a state secret. I am not allowed to divulge it to you, and if I knew it, maybe I would, but not even we knew it.
I still don't think anybody knows it.
No,
After all these years, I don't think anybody knows.
it's probably in some safe in some safe somewhere in the headquarters of KFC, wherever they are. Not even I know
Yes.
that. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Do you
Right.
take do you take your son to Kentucky Fried Chicken?
We would buy chicken, yes, we would buy chicken pieces, and then they have small mini loaves. We like to buy the mini loaves.
Okay.
Yeah, so some days he will say he wants KFC. So
Oh.
then we will get some KFC, but
Well, there.
not on a regular basis.
But no, it's not the healthiest of food.
No.
I have to admit, yeah. Yeah.
No, we only have it once in a while,
Yeah,
not
so
all the time.
there you go.
Yes.
Right. We have overshot a little bit, but we are a small group.
Yes.
Thank you, Natalie and Claire in Seoul. Thank you, Rosie, in São Paulo. Thank you, Janita in Johannesburg.
Always a pleasure.
So apologies from everybody else. Bruce couldn't make it today. He had another meeting. Monica seems to be not lacking sleep. I don't know what happened to Alexander. Bohumila and others are working. So we are a small group, but the podcast will go out on time this week. I have blocked in my diary to do it this evening. Janita, you have the last word.
Okay, so first, I'm going to post some of the Fruit Loop questions onto Breda. So when you have some time, you can answer some Fruit Loop questions. So I'm just going to show you a few of them. So there's about your dream job. So tell me something about your dream job. What was it? I always wanted to be a lawyer.
Oh, oh,
Yes.
oh.
I don't know why, it just stuck somewhere. And then, if you could have any job for one day, what would it be? If your pet had a job, what would it be? And then there's also if you had, or if you lived in a fairy tale, what job would you have? Like if you lived in Cinderella or Snow White or Shrek or any fairy tale, what would your job be? And one job that you would never want to do. And then there's also, would you rather work with robots or animals? Okay, so I will post those onto Breda, and then when you have some time, you can answer them. I will start. I have ideas.
We will be
Okay.
asking questions.
Of course, you are welcome to. Okay, so it's amazing what we can learn from each other and from our first jobs and how far we've come from where we started and also where we are headed. If we like Clea, she's heading in the right direction at the moment. And the things that we all learned from our first jobs. Frank's like never cook chickens again. Yeah, but whatever it was, whether it was hard, whether it was easy, whether it was fun, it shaped us into who we are today and who we became. So thank you for answering all the questions and sharing your past memories and fears and excitement. And I really appreciate that.
Thank you for
So
hosting
thank
it.
you. It's my pleasure.
As good as ever. We meet again next Thursday, the 22nd, talking about when we leave or when we left home.
Yes.
Okay.
That will be fun. See you
Yes, a
next
lot of
week,
fun.
everybody.
See you
See
next
you.
Bye,
Bye. Thank you
Carol.
for
Bye
joining.
bye.
Bye bye.
Bye
Bye bye.
Bye
Take
bye.
care. Take
You
care. Bye
too.
bye.
Bye bye.